This is an ABC podcast.
Okay, everyone.
Happy birthday to Molly. Happy birthday to Molly. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you all so much for coming to my birthday party. I treasure every single one of you. So, raise a glass of bubbly water. This one goes out to you all, my loving friends.
Yay!
Oh, great speech, Molly. Firstly, who are all these people? And secondly, why are so many of them kids? You're an adult.
A young adult with a youthful spirit.
Sure. But still, we hang out a fair bit, and I consider you a good friend, but I've never met any of these people before. How come I'm only meeting them at your birthday?
Well, I mean, a few reasons. First, I've just moved into this neighbourhood, and I want to suss out potential new best friends forever, who I can grow old with.
You would get older a lot quicker than them, you know, because they're kids.
But I guess another reason is kids especially really know how to rock a birthday party. And because they also give really good presents.
Molly, that's a terrible attitude. You shouldn't have birthday parties just to get presents.
Why not? I mean, it's all about making the person whose birthday it is feel special. Am I right?
See, this is why I think gift giving is a massive problem. And you know what? Sometimes I wonder whether we shouldn't actually just get rid of birthday presents altogether.
Carl, you're out of your mind, sister. What a ridiculous idea.
But is it really a ridiculous idea? Today on Short and Curly's special birthday party episode, we're going to find out
what the perfect gift is for me and how much money you should spend on my present. Make it rain!
Not quite. We're going to find out what a present's for, are they important, and should we just stop giving birthday presents to all our friends?
Hello, and today you're listening to
Short. You're listening to Short and Curly.
And Curly.
Yay!
Short and Curly!
Curly, 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 curly.
Short and Curly!
Yikes, Carl. Way to put a dampener on my birthday party.
Look, I'm not saying we definitely should ban presents, just that maybe we should think a little more closely about them.
Well, Carl, you didn't need to kill the vibe by dropping that thought bomb. You could have just asked a thinking question.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
And I think you'll agree, Carl, we do our best thinking when we're whacking goodies out of a piñata.
Yes, me first!
Remember, this is one of those points in the show where we ask questions, and then, if you want, you can pause the podcast to think or talk about it.
And our first question is, what are birthday presents for? And do you think they can sometimes cause problems?
Hit pause now.
And here's what our lovely Brains Trust has to say about the point of giving birthday presents.
You're celebrating their birth and that they're alive and that they're your friend and that they, like, support you and everything. So you should give them something for, like, their kindness to you.
When it's somebody else's party, you're one of your close friends, I always want to bring a present because I really want them to celebrate their birthday and I want to be a good friend because they're a good friend to me. Then when it's my party, I don't really mind if they don't bring a present or not because I already have enough stuff.
The fun is also finding the present that they would like and trying to search for a nice thing and then seeing them smile after the effort.
there's no room to put anything. Like, when I get presents, I have no idea what to do with them. Like, under my bed, there's just a whole heap of things that I don't use.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I've got too much stuff and there's people in the world that don't have anything. So I sometimes feel like I just wish that I could give some of the stuff that I got to them.
Well, I do care about presents, but mostly I care about the friends and the time I have, because I invite most of my close friends to a party and then spend a while there trying to make sure as much fun as possible there. And then when I get home, I open the presents with everyone still there, not by myself, because I want to see my friends, their reaction to my reactions.
Now the party don't start till I walk in. Oh, hey, it's Matt Beard from the Birthday Ethics Centre.
Matt, so glad you could come. And that's a great birthday party hat. Did you make it yourself?
Yes, sirree, Bob. Life of the party, Matt Beard. We talk about birthday presents like they're the best things in the world, and they are pretty great. But I think Molly's just invited a whole bunch of people to her birthday to get extra presents. Isn't that against the spirit of gift giving?
It's actually a bit more complicated than that, Carl. I do love presents, but I also want to make some cool new friends.
Look, only Molly can really know if she's being greedy or not. But if Molly is more interested in getting stuff than making new friends, then that might be a little bit greedy, because then it seems like she's caring more about presents than people.
Okay, that's actually pretty hard to work out. I don't think I'm being greedy, but how do I know?
It might be helpful to understand the difference between a gift and a trade. A gift is when you give something with no expectation of anything in return, but a trade is when you give one thing in exchange for something else. So when you invite someone to a party, are you gifting them an invitation? Or are you trading them, I'll give you an invitation if you give me a present? If it's a trade, then they have to give you a present. But if it's a gift, they don't.
Oh, I need some time to think about that.
I think it's a great moment to pause the show and the birthday party to think or talk about the question we're about to ask. Just hit play when you're ready to continue.
And the question is, imagine you invited someone to a party and they didn't give you a gift. What would you honestly think about that person?
Hit pause now.
Look at that pile of presents.
Carl, you did get me a present today, right?
Don't worry, Matt and I totally did, and it is awesome. Of course we got you a present, Molly. And that's because we usually give gifts as a way to say something about our relationship with someone, how we feel about them, and what kind of relationship we'd like in the future. But there are also a bunch of customs and unwritten social rules about when you should give people gifts. So on the one hand, a gift should be given freely, but on the other hand, we can feel like sometimes we have to give someone a gift.
Life of the party, Matt Beard. I'll meet you at the bouncy castle later on.
No worries. There ain't no party like a Matt Beard party, because a Matt Beard party is usually filled with conversations about ethics.
See, Carl? Everyone here at my birthday didn't have to get me presents. They just wanted to out of the kindness of their little hearts. Plus, you best believe I'll be getting them presents on their birthdays too.
Oh, look who's back from the jumping castle. Life of the party, Matt Beard.
Did you see me? I did a flip, but then the jumping castle deflated.
What the heck? I hadn't had a go on it yet.
Sorry, Molly, but it was an awesome backflip. Here's an out there idea. One of my favourite books is The Lord of the Rings, and it starts with a big birthday for a hobbit named Bilbo Baggins. But on hobbit birthdays, the person who is celebrating their party gives all of their guests a present, not the other way round. And I think that's a bit nice. On the day we celebrate being born, we use gifts to say thank you to all the important people who help make our lives special.
That is a pretty out there idea.
Well, I'll leave it to you to figure out whether it's a good one or not. I'm going to go pin a tail on something.
A donkey?
Great idea.
Oh, it wasn't my idea. It's literally the game.
Come here, little donkey. Where are you?
You can get it.
Oops.
Oh. Aren't you meant to be unwrapping presents after everyone's left, Molly?
Oh, man, I love the process of opening presents almost as much as I love what's inside. Slowly unwrapping things and unboxing presents. Look! Another pencil case, and this one is even prettier than the other two I got.
Molly, you got 3 pencil cases for your birthday?
Yeah, it's amazing. All my friends heard me talking about how much I wanted a pencil case and then got me them as presents.
Uh-huh. You don't think maybe that's a little over the top? Like, isn't having 3 pencil cases a bit of a waste?
Well, maybe, but it shows my friends listen to me and care about what I want.
Molly, one of the reasons I've been thinking a lot about banning birthday presents is because we got an email from one of our curly kids who listens to our show.
Oh, yeah?
It was from Ria, who asked, should we buy presents for birthdays if our friends already have lots of things?
Right. I see where this is going.
So even if we don't ban presents entirely, maybe it's still fair to not get so many presents. Especially for those people who already have loads of things, like games and books and clothes and pencil cases.
That's a great point. And it would make a great thinking question.
Yeah, I agree. So, here's the question. If someone already has lots of stuff, does that mean they shouldn't get many or any presents?
Hit pause now.
Maybe there's another solution that could help make gift giving a little fairer.
What might that be?
Well, here's my birthday present for you. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. It's so big.
Well, it's actually a present not just from me. It's also from the whole Short and Curly team.
Oh, you guys.
Open it and let us know what you think.
Okay, let's see what's under here. Whoa! What is this, Carl?
What I was thinking is that maybe a better option than spending lots of money on new things in shops is that you only make presents out of things that are freely available.
So you glued together a bunch of twigs, leaves and lolly wrappers?
No. Look closer. It's a statue of you. See the 2 bottle cap eyes and the mud face? That's set on a bed of real bones we found in the bush. And there's real human hair we found out on the street there too.
Oh, my. I look so lopsided and filthy.
Molly, come on. Surely this is the solution. It's a gift, and it's something we put a lot of time into and felt good about giving you.
Look, it's, you definitely wrapped it.
You don't like it?
Oh, Matt Beard, what a convenient excuse to not answer that question.
Hey, Molly, did you like our present?
Oh, you're also asking that question. Hey, this is totally unrelated to anything that's happened. What is the right way to respond to getting a present that you hate? I'm asking for a friend, of course. My friend Tony Ravioli, he's a real person.
Oh, there's nothing more awkward than getting a bad present and then having to react. Poor Tony Ravioli.
Who?
Your friend Tony with the bad present.
Oh, yeah, my BFF Tony, of course.
Part of receiving a gift is being open to what that gift might be trying to say to you. That's not always easy to figure out, but it's part of the challenge when you receive a present.
Carl, I like how much you care and the kindness you showed.
Great. I'll just make a mental note that you love these types of presents for future reference.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
So it seems like we can tie a bow on this then. The solution to our gift-giving problem is just make presents out of things you see lying around.
Or I have another solution that is a little less heavy on the arts and crafts.
Ooh, what have you got?
How about this? Instead of banning birthday presents altogether...
Or making awesome presents from scratch with things you can find for free...
So instead of those options, what about a middle ground? Where, on your birthday, only your parents are allowed to buy you presents. Friends, other family, anyone else, they are banned from buying you a present.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's see what our birthday brains trust think of that one. Should kids stop buying each other birthday presents?
No.
No.
No. No.
No. No. No. No. No. No.
No. No. No. No.
What if you had like a secret meetup with your friends? Like, give me the presents now.
So maybe it could be illegal, but I would still do it.
I'll be the start of the revolution.
No, you shouldn't ban presents because most of the things, well, not most, but half of the things I've got is presents. So if you banned them, I would never have them in the first place.
I feel like you shouldn't ban presents, but maybe the amount you get gets smaller as you grow older.
When I go to other people's birthdays and I don't know what they want, I'm still like, oh, I need to go to the shopping centre. I'll have to try to find them something, otherwise they'll think I'm not their friend or something.
I'm going from a different perspective, not you getting the presents, you giving the present. It's a nice feeling giving someone a present and seeing them smile after they've opened it. It feels like I did good for them, I did a nice deed. But if that wasn't there, like, it would still be okay, but it's bringing the presents and celebrating that you're alive, basically, because it's a birthday party.
Let's see what you listening think about this. For your next birthday, would you consider telling friends not to bring presents and only have presents from your family? Yes or no, and why?
Hit pause now.
What a super curly question. Carl, what are you doing? Are you okay? Why aren't you, moving?
I'm playing my favourite party game, Statues. You know, the one where you have to stand really still when the music stops. And the music just stopped.
Carl, we finished playing Statues ages ago.
Oh, really? Did I win?
You did not. But maybe there should be some kind of special prize for you, Carl.
Aw, I am a special boy. That's nice of you. Well, Molly, it's been a super great party. I loved the musical chairs and your ice cream cake was to die for.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming and distracting me from the fun by getting me to work through your ethical dilemma.
Anytime. Oh, hey, did you end up reading the card that the Short and Curly team put into your present?
Oh, there was a card?
Well, yeah, it was actually just a leaf and we couldn't use pens because, you know, no money went into it.
Ah, okay, a leaf. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Wait, what did you write in?
Probably just mud.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll just stuff it into the statue's real human hair.
Not before reading it. It's good manners to always read your birthday cards. Or leaves.
Happy birthday, blah, blah. Hope you like the present, yada, yada.
Oh, and it's signed by our brains trust from Baranda State School. Luca, Huon, Freya, Seraphie, Noya and Ava.
Aw, and some of the kids from my birthday party. Hannah, Jarvis, Adam, Joel, Zali and Nio.
Oh, and over here, our sound engineer, Wayne Ewan.
Aw, and in the top right corner, there's messages from the whole team at ABC Audio Studios, which makes this little show. There's creator and producer Kyla Slaven, producer Emma Gibbs, aw, executive producer Justine Kelly, oh, and look, studios manager Kelly Reardon, you guys.
And that little smudge up there is Carl and Matt.
Hey Molly, gonna bust out your new skateboard?
Pardon moi, I didn't get a skateboard.
The skateboard we got you for your birthday?
What, you mean the statue that's made of mud and hair? Is that meant to be a skateboard?
Carl, what happened to Molly's present? And what is that thing?
I took a slightly more creative path than we'd agreed on.
We all gave you money, and you said that you'd go pick up the skateboard, wrap it, and give it to Molly today.
Hang on, are they new sneakers you're wearing?
These old things? They're not new. Anyway, I told you presents can cause all sorts of problems and ruptures in friendship groups, and they're just more of a menace than anything. Oh, that's my mum come to pick me up. I'm off to Tony Ravioli's birthday next, so I guess I'll catch you guys later. Great party.
This has been an ABC podcast. Check out the ABC Kids Listen app. It's full of educational and entertaining audio programs.